This is a presentation of the Badlands Media Network.
That's a hell of a name.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning on this bodaciously beautiful day in creation. This is the Monday Rattler Gator Report, and today is April 22nd, 2024. My goodness. And this is episode 17.1 of the Rattler Gator Report. Thank you so much for joining me. We've just concluded GART 4, and I'm looking forward to meeting with some folks tonight, including John Harold, in Southwest Florida, to review this Time of Deceit video. That is our creation. And hopefully hear a little bit about how everything went in Dallas. I'm sure it was a great, great time had by all. I've had some communications from a few attendees. Definitely looking forward to being present in Deadwood and Myrtle Beach for the guards that are upcoming. I had a really interesting Sunday. Let me see if I can. I had this golf event, and I have not golfed in forever. I tell people my older brother is a golf fanatic. My younger brother is a tennis fanatic. And I just like to hit the ball. And it shows up when you're out on the golf course. Now, let me show you a real quick snippet. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking at my second computer, and the video looks not good. So I'm wondering about my connection. Let me do a quick speed test. Or at least try to do a quick speed test, and I'm on the wrong. These keyboards, I got to figure out a way to separate them out in this setup. And that laptop looks good. That's the desktop. Let's see over here. Weird thing, you know, the download speed can be quite good, and it's the upload speed that has an issue. And of course, the upload that I'm using to send out, oh yeah, there's the problem. Wow. Not good. we might just have to endure this, or I might just have to shut down this broadcast. I don't know. That is not good. But we may be able to make it through. This is the quick little, I went to Topgolf as an emergency. You know, I haven't played it forever. I've never played a lot at all. And the ultimate hack. So I said, hey, let me just try and get a little bit of instruction so I don't really embarrass myself. And so this is one of the quick little videos. And I was really pleased. You know, I got 2 1-hour instructions, and I was doing really well. The guy was patient. He gave some good instruction. And I was able to apply it. And this is the thing about golf. one of the things I hate about golf. It's a maddening game, okay? And your technique has to be routinized. Your technique can only get routinized if you play and burn in muscle memory. It's just one of the hardest things to do when you're talking about some type of athletic competition, sporting competition, burning in the routinized muscle memory of how you need to do your swing, because there are component pieces, and if any one of them gets out of whack, you got a problem. And I had a problem on Sunday. I thought I was going to do much better because I had forgotten how difficult it is to be consistent in the simplest of ways. And, you know, we had a very good group. I just had big fun hanging out. Oh my goodness. You know, I just remembered what I haven't done. And it's a major oversight in terms of not, oh man, I got to drive down to Southwest Florida. My whole focus this morning has been, okay, get together. You got to get a place to stay. You got to pay your rent. And there's just things I got to do before I get the hell out of here. And I'm on a tight schedule. And buddy, I forgot my supportive advertisers. And, you know, can't do that. And then it's the first day of the week, and so everything changes. And they've tried to make everything easy for this old man. I think they may have had mercy on me. I may have gotten over a little bit today. But I see one down here that I don't remember. So I've got to download that. No changes since I last. No. Okay. So it's good. All right. I think I'm good to go. I think. But anyway, what I wanted to say is I had a great time hanging out with some Gators. One guy I've interacted with quite a bit, a friend from Columbus, Ohio, who's a moderator on the GatorCountry.com message board, Uncle Nunzio. Another guy from Orange Park, a fellow Orange Park high grad, and sure a Gator. And we were supposed to hang out with Fee Bardley, but Fee couldn't make it. And if you've been on GatorCountry.com, there are probably a few of you here, you know Fee. He's quite opinionated. And but I was so happy with this board member from the Clay County Gator Club who joined us. John Yao, great addition to the group. We had big fun, good conversation. We made 4 birdies, okay? And I made 2 of the birdies. Now that's a quirk, maybe a little bit of mercy. They let me take a shot and they might've made the birdie as well. But I was so frustrated with my drives and the balls I lost. I'd put a quote on, look, if I lose, I'd purchased a bunch of balls. And I just said, if I lose X number of balls, like in a row or, you know, on the first 9. I'm just going to say to hell with doing these drives. And that's what happened. I had a great first tee, made a beautiful shot, I thought, for me. And it kind of sort of went downhill from there, which is the way golf works. You know, your first one up, your muscle memory and what you want to try and do is still fresh. And if you have success, it's just weird the way it kind of leaves you and the old habits creep back in. And your baseball mindset, your softball mindset takes over and everything gets screwed up. That's what happened with me. So I quit doing all of those drives and only hit a few more fairway shots, et cetera. Mostly what I did after getting very frustrated was just putting. But hey, a good time was had by all of me. We enjoyed one another. So that's a very good thing. Let me see. I'm going to try and do my first group of supporting advertisers, and then that's going to allow me to get into the chat. There are some things I want to talk about that may flow into Wednesday and Friday's show. I don't know. So much. There's just so much. And some of the stuff I'm just frustrated with. And certain discussions without having prepped it and laid it out to keep myself going off, or, you know, and I don't want to be unfair to people, but I do feel strongly about certain things, strongly. And I'm just trying to process, how am I going to manage that this week? Given that I'm traveling down to Southwest Florida, I probably will overnight there. I probably will then go over to Southeast Florida. And Wednesday's show may be from there. I don't know. So just a lot of things are up in the air. Big time up in the air. But let me get these advertisers in. And then try and see how I want to ease into some of this conversation. Eurythmic communicated on X. And I'm just, do I want to get engaged in that conversation? I do want to, because the halving has occurred. I've been very big about this. I still am. And there are some different little offshoots, you know, that are bubbling in my brain. And I'm just wondering, do I want to get into that? Let me get these ads in and then come back to you and see what we're going to try and do and how we're going to try and do it on this beautiful morning, right? Let me, given that we've had the halving and a successful halving with some interesting little maneuvers, attempts, quirks thrown in, right? Let me find my ad. Number one, River BTC. Uh-oh. Why do I not hear? Unfortunately, I have been thrown a curveball. Let me get to the chat just to verify that I was thrown off. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that ad? I didn't. And I don't know why right now. But no sound. Son of a. Okay. Let me go to my next one and see if I can figure out what happened on that first one.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Well, apparently, I thought that produced ad had sound with it, but it didn't. So I'm just going to run it again and give the advertising, okay? River BTC. Are you ready to diversify your assets with Bitcoin? We're introducing River, the official Bitcoin partner of Badlands Media, where you can navigate the world of Bitcoin with confidence. With River, you can buy Bitcoin like a pro. With the assurance of being licensed and regulated here in the United States, River ensures your Bitcoin journey is smooth and secure with on-demand live support at your fingertips. River empowers you to grow your portfolio without any unwanted surprises and eliminates third-party custodians, putting you in control of your assets. Open an account with no minimum purchase requirement. You can get your Bitcoin journey started with just $1. Visit badlandsmedia.tv/river to create your River account today. That's badlandsmedia.tv/river. River, shaping the future of finance, one Bitcoin at a single solitary time. All right. So I've done justice there. It kind of does lead into a little bit of discussion. I just don't quite know how I'm gonna navigate it. Or how I want to try and navigate it. I'm going to try and show you a document I created before this weekend came around. I was racing through a lot of stuff. And I created a bunch of documents that are open on my account, and it means I've got to look through and find a particular one. There it is. Just as an example, okay, let me see if I can get rid of this background, but I'm showing you. I think I'm showing you Clark Moody has this dashboard, and I thought this might be interesting for people just to see, you know, as you perhaps diminish a little bit of your confusion. All right, but on his dashboard, and it's, look, the Bitcoin journey is all about mathematics and security. Okay. And it's just one of the things that is a central feature, perhaps the central feature of this American Revolution 2.0, as far as I'm concerned. But so I've got a March 2023 and an April 2024 quick snapshot of the mining economics. And the mining isn't physical labor like gold mining that necessarily has to make use of parasitical middlemen. The mining is actually proof of work through electrical energy that has to be engaged in solving equations. And a block is produced every 10 minutes for one somebody, one entity that solves the equation correctly. And you have all of these distributed nodes around the world that act as a check to prove and keep on track Bitcoin. It's why it is decentralized and why you will listen to all kinds of people talk nonsense about centralization, because they just don't understand just how freaking hard these people have worked crash Bitcoin, but they cannot and they will not be able to crash it. So any attempt where they make some progress can then, through the universal network, be countered. That's the whole point. You have all of these first sovereigns. This is the revolutionary aspect of Bitcoin. This is why I suspect General Flynn had that 2015 tweet that he made. And I just wonder about some of our folks who so easily dismiss General Flynn. I wonder about some of our folks who so easily dismiss Mike Pompeo. And I wonder about some of our folks who so easily dismiss Ezra Cohen. That is a mistake that you do not want to make, as far as I'm concerned. So, but here's the thing. You see block subsidy, you see the subsidy value, you see the revenue from hashing, the hashing value. You see the average fees per block awarded. This is March 29, 23. I'm going through. It'll be the same for April of 2024. But you also then see the average fees versus the reward provided. Okay. In the middle, I've got the chronological difference between the 2023 and the 2024. The subsidy was halved over the weekend. This is the halving. The block subsidy value went up nearly $25,000. The revenue from the hashing paid in sats, this is the thing, it's a closed loop. You know, you can try and talk Yang about, oh, it's just dollars. No, no, no. You got to pay through the system. So it reduced by 118,671 Satoshis, the revenue. Yet the value provided from the daily hashing went up on an average of $33.17. The average fees per block went up 1.09 Bitcoin, and the Bitcoin is in the $64,000, $65,000, nearly $66,000 range this morning. And the average fees versus the reward provided went up 5x, more than 5x, because the reward provided went from 3.29% to 17.9%. 4%. This is mathematics. Transparent mathematics. Okay. There is a logic to this thing that trumps the fear, uncertainty, and doubt that people try and push. People who, for some reason, don't quite understand the technological revolution that's going on. That is happening fast. People who, for some reason, prefer a system that necessarily makes use of parasitical middlemen and will say to you, that's a better system. No, it's not. And logic tells you that. But your mileage may vary. Knock yourself out. Now, I want to, let me see if I'm going to put this in the chat, if I can remember. This will start the discussion. Maybe we'll just continue the discussion during the week, especially if you haven't had a chance to go take a look at this video produced by this guy in association with Swan Bitcoin. All right. Now, I am going to admit, I watched the video with some healthy skepticism. As a Christian, this is the way I approached this video. My Christian mindset in full effect. And there were some things. But this is the thing I've said to you. I'm a bridge builder. The way I look at myself personally, I'm a bridge builder, and I have thought long, hard, and often, you know, about our faith, about our Savior, what we believe. And I also have given tremendous thought to God Almighty, what we are able to comprehend in this realm. And, you know, the need for humility, even as we fervently believe, you know, what we believe 100%. So that still, with that 100% belief, my way of thinking needs to be accompanied with an acknowledgement that the totality of God Almighty is beyond our comprehension, our logical, knowable comprehension in this realm. We walk by faith. Okay, so that's how I approach this video. I thought it was a phenomenal video. You know, having traveled the globe, I won't say extensively, but I've traveled, I think, more than most Americans probably have, beginning with my military service. So, yeah, I actually did a walkthrough. I'm not going to read that walkthrough, because I was trying to, as I'm watching it for the first time, make a few quick notations. And so that's what I did. Maybe Wednesday, I'll do that. But I can tell from Eurythmics' communication with me on X, Eurythmic wasn't feeling something about this video. And maybe let me go get in the chat. And I've hesitated going into the protest at these universities. I have zero tolerance for what these people have done. I have zero tolerance. I am trying to walk gingerly, because they followed down a road, these people who are mistaken, these young students. But it's a road I see similarities to certain roads that folks in our content creator group have gone down, much to my dismay, you know. Again, these things are all integrated, and if you are walking down a road of analysis that has you going on and on and on about Khazarians and Prussians and you walked into, number one, you're dismissing Occam's razor. That's a mistake. Okay. And you've walked into a road these people necessarily must travel and try and own. This is my thing. If you don't know how to look at the Vietnam War and what happened, if you think we militarily lost, if you don't even go down the military road, oh, we just lost, you don't understand what the hell's happening here. You don't understand the long approach these people have taken on how they subvert the West. You're looking at it right now with these Ivy League students. And if you don't see yourself in that, and you're saying, poor Russia, oh my God, take a step back. Take a long, hard step back, because it is two sides of the exact same fucking coin. That's what you see. If you're sitting there saying, we've got a summer of correction coming, I'm convinced. And that summer of correction is going to go in directions some of us do not expect. It may be me who's going to be surprised, but I don't think so. And we've got to get back to a place where we are not being slaves to these bullshit narratives these people have seeded through decades. That's what some people aren't getting. This is not something that has just recently been seeded. Okay? Let me see. I found a post this morning. Then I'm going to try and get to the chat real quick to maybe have some flowing discussion about that Bitcoin video and about this protest nonsense going on, not just in these Ivy League universities. And I'm thinking now back to the tremendously good response. I may have to go back and find it. From Ben Sasse, president of the University of Florida, when all of this, some of this Jewish bullshit started. These people attacking these Jewish students, the Jewish nation state, the mindset. He had the perfect response. And these Ivy League presidents are failing the test that they are being given. This is the summer of correction I'm telling you about. All of it is integrated, okay? All of it is integrated. How can I find this thing? I did it real quick again, and my focus was otherwise directed this morning. First, one of the things I've been talking about, we live in this world of competing confusions. And I saw this. I'm not a man of the book where I can quote you scripture. Not well learned in that kind of way at all. But I found this scripture that I want to place for the record in here because it fits within what I've been saying, you know, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 6. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and within a multitude of counselors there is safety. Now, the way I read that, thinking about what we're trying to do within Badlands, okay? This is why I say we are force multipliers within Badlands. This is why I say we're trying to participate in the effort for discernment, sometimes drifting in a direction that you may find problematic, sometimes drifting in a direction that you agree with. This is all in the effort for discernment. But what that scripture says to me, the reason it jumped out at me is that we have always lived within a world of competing confusion. This is nothing new. Okay? This is nothing new. And that need for discernment has always been there. And so here we are, right? Here we are. But I'm going to try and I think it may have been something that Ezra posted. It may have been something that Ezra reposted in terms of liked the post or whatever. But it jumped out at me. I have to see if I can. There's a few of them. You know, it's not just one. Let me see if this is the one. My video is lagging because of the signal. Yes, this is it. Commander Salamander. To understand what is going on at Columbia University, you have to first understand Edward Said and the seeds he planted. This did not come from nowhere. This fruit comes from a tree well tended for decades by leftists, Islamists, useful idiot liberals, and terrified people to the right. Bingo. What was he commenting? John Podhoretz. Many of y'all know him. We may have our issues, okay? But I just got sent this from a Columbia chat, and this is what the Columbia chat said. My husband just picked up our freshman daughter at school. He double parked and barged through the gate to get her on College Walk and escorted her out through a gauntlet of nasty protesters. She tried to put up with being on campus, quote, staying strong and, quote, holding her ground. But the noise and viciousness finally got to her, and she couldn't sleep or concentrate anymore. My husband and daughter felt like refugees fleeing a war zone. And to top it all off, at the 116th and Amsterdam Gate, right on the edge of Harlem, they yelled at my husband to, quote, go back to Poland. Okay, this is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're talking about. This summer of correction that is coming. We have to put a halt to this bullshit. We have to put a halt to making excuses for this bullshit. These young and dumb idiots who suffer no consequences have to suffer consequences for this bullshit. Okay? And some of you comfortably talking a lot of yang about the state of Israel need to hold the hell up. You need to hold the hell up. And I mean that 100%. I've heard way too much of it. Way too much of it. Way too much of it. And yes, it upsets the hell out of me. A narrative has been placed by people who do not mean us well. You, even if you are subconscious, that's not the word I want to use, even if you are unconsciously aiding that cause, it's still problematic. Okay? As is a casual dismissal of what Mike Pompeo is posting, what Ezra is posting or reposting. You need to take a step back. I'm just saying, these people are well-trained and skilled, many of them red diaper babies, many of them placed within our culture. Parents placed to bring up children with a certain mindset to then get on these college campuses, come through, become professors, and become the standard. This is what the fuck you are seeing. You need to think three times. You disagree with them, but what they are pimping seems to be some of the same stuff you are pimping. Okay? I get so frustrated because it does fit. You've seen how my Russian, just no tolerance for these Russians, because the Russians, they are the fountainhead of this bullshit. whether you want to believe it or not, it all flows back to them in many, many, many ways. And if you don't see, and let me stop. Let me get to the chat and see how we can wrangle some of this discussion, given that I'm 40 minutes in. Yeah, Lisa, the golf ball. It's such a, I told my instructor at Top Golf, I am fighting because I do have a certain kind of, a little bit of an addictive personality. It's why I have to be so careful with different little things. You know, I likes what I likes and I wants what I wants. And so I have to be careful. And this game is the kind of game, I understand why my older brother is a golf fanatic. And it will capture you. Because there is a path forward for you to come close to perfecting your approach and then have an enjoyable competition, you know, with yourself. It's one of the things about golf. And so I won't allow myself to get trapped in that world. I just don't have enough hours, you know, in the day. Good morning. But good morning, Jason, Lisa, Tennessee Patriot. So glad you joined us this morning live. Hopefully it's not too much of a disappointment. You ate a bunch of chicken, Jason. That's a good thing. Yeah, the subversion of our colleges. I just think, you know, I lived through it. This is just one of the things. So much of consequence that has happened. You know, I'll be 65 in June. So when you think about what, the 47 years since I graduated from high school and went into the Army, so much I've lived through, and some of the stuff that I thought was normal was this bullshit coming to the fore and being established as more and more of the norm. This little black male, black female group I was involved with at UF anticipated some of this upside down craziness, you know, where black women had been invited to marry the government, not need black men, not focus on the family structure, all of this kind of stuff, being made to make a choice. Is your ass going to be a nuclear unit with a black man, or are you going to be a black female feminist? And they said it had to be either or. This was the war, and it still is. You see these dumbasses talking stupid stuff. That is the product. And, you know, I lived through it, and that's the thing that makes me so animated again after subscribing to the Communist Party USA newsletter as a freshman at UF, after reading through the bullshit and determining this is outrageous bullshit, I will have nothing more to do with it. Researching some of the black history and seeing the communists insinuating themselves into the civil rights movement and just understanding what that global war is and where we as African Americans fit within it. Understanding how the white South played into some of this foolishness, you know, inevitably, because when cultures come into competition, there is going to be a natural result, some of which is not going to please you years later. That's all part of the zig and the zag of this American experiment. But that doesn't mean I take my eyes off the motherfuckers who came in and tried to take advantage of it. Irrationally, unreasonably un-American. They weren't trying to work to make the country better. They were working to try and make the country go to war with one another. There's a difference. All right. Yeah, the sound. The thing about Bitcoin, again, my suspicion We'll see. We're going to move towards a hybrid. The fascinating thing to me, and I think Bitcoin is going to be the rock solid base, gold and silver, okay, fine, will be utilized as far as I'm concerned. They won't drive the train, but there's a war, and I'm going to try and talk about one aspect of the war on Wednesday through the lens of Tesla and Elon Musk, because it's all integrated. It all fits. Okay. And I'm not saying Elon is a Bitcoin champion, but Elon is something of an avatar of who these people cannot tolerate. Okay. And that's a free thinker. That's somebody who's willing to look into a camera and say, with meaning, go fuck yourself. That's Elon, okay? They can't tolerate that. I happen to love that. Damn whether he agrees with me on everything. Nobody agrees with me on everything, okay? I love what I see out of Elon. Leslie Stahl, my goodness, my transformation. I used to, it's hard, I think, for some people to realize now, especially if you didn't grow up in the 60s and 70s. We used to be, I'm talking about my immediate family, mother, father, sisters, and brothers. We were a GM family, all right? And we were a CBS family. That's what we watched, mostly. And we absolutely, watched like the CBS Evening News. I can still remember all of this stuff with 60 Minutes, CBS Sunday Morning, straight into the 80s. I asked somebody the other day, did they know who Charles Kuralt was? I can't even remember the setting, but they didn't know who Charles Kuralt was, but he led a double life. And when I tell you, it was a shock to find out, especially, I just can remember my older sister. Just could not fathom it. She just couldn't. It was a head exploding moment. But she has continued down this Democrat path, this liberal path. But he had lived a totally separate life, two different locations, two different families. Wow. So there we are. And, I try to not harp on this color-coded thing, the white people, the discussion between Jews and Protestants or Catholics among white people. It's a weird situation that these damn Russians and I think these Chinese take advantage of. They stoke this debate, this division. We don't need to walk down that path. This is, I've said before, I will say many, many more times in the future going forward, this United States of America, we are something of an Anglo-Germanic nation, okay? Built on Judeo-Christian principles, all right? And that's just the fact of the matter. And do we or do we not focus on, as Christians, the fact that Jesus was Jewish, right? When we think about all of this stuff in the Judeo-Christian and we think about Donald Trump's July 2017 speech in Warsaw, do we blink? Do we just blow that off as just some speech? Was that a consequential speech that will go down in history? That's my position. That's exactly right, Eurythmic. When I bring up something Flynn said, you laugh and say he is a master of deception. When he says something you believe, you ask us why we may dismiss it. Exactly right, because it's called discernment, my friend. It's called context. Do you understand context or you don't? Do you have a logical theory you're following or do you not? Okay? 100% in agreement with you on that. But I don't know that you're taking a step back and thinking it through. We shall see. Like I said, the after action report is going to be fascinating. I don't think I'm going to be wrong about this. Let's just see. The effort they're making against farmers, Jason, is worldwide within the Western context. Again, this is what I mean about, do you not see how these bastards are playing us? These Russian and Chinese bastards is who I'm talking about. You know, the globalists are in, you know, these multiple teams on the battlefield is who Team Trump has had to battle. That's why discernment has been so important. That's why the need to understand that logic is your friend. Occam's razor is your friend. Okay, I'm getting ready to run out of time. Who's saying poor Russia? If you're talking about NATO has encroached on Russia, you're saying poor Russia. Because guess what? NATO doesn't encroach. Nation states petition to join because they are in fear of the Russian bear. That's the way that works. So yeah, if you're talking about, man, NATO has encroached on Russia, you may be unknowingly doing so, but you're pimping for the Russians. Think that through. It ain't hard. It ain't hard at all. Yeah, Ukraine's front lines are depleted. They are in a war situation. They don't have the population. They need all the support they can get. Okay, it doesn't mean they're about to collapse. Yeah, they're in a war, okay? They're in a war. Yeah, everything is not fake, but we live in a world of competing confusions. My theoretical solution, let me play these ads before I run out of time. My theoretical thing is a back at you bitches approach, and I think they've played it magnificently in this world of competing confusions. It's the key insight Donald Trump made. It is flowing through into whatever you call this administration, whatever kind of fakery it is. There's some obvious fakery going on with this Biden thing. Okay. But I got to remember now. Did I put these Flynn movie and Badlands? Okay, these are my two ads now, if I can get them played.
Sounds rolling, all three cameras, we're good.
Is there any regrets that you have in life? I should sit here and say, I got a lot of regrets. But when I look back on my life and I understand the lives that were lost, I mean, I'm sitting here with you. And I can tell my story.
Former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleaded guilty today for lying to the FBI.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
Only brilliant military career serving 33 years.
Why was he being so elusive?
Mike Flynn told the truth and faced life in prison.
Okay, and next up, Badlands Survival.
In today's fast-paced world, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Badlands Media steps in. Preparing for life's uncertainties is about being ready for anything, right where you are. Welcome to the Badlands Media Shop. We've partnered with Patriot companies offering products that empower you to prepare for any eventuality comfortably from your home. The Badlands Media Shop has everything you need to secure your peace of mind. Browse the virtual aisles. Prepare your family for the year ahead with products you can trust from companies that share your values. Whether it's growing your own food or prepping long-term storage, protecting your family, or stocking up on emergency supplies, we've got you covered. Get prepared. Visit Badlands Media Shop at badlandsmedia.tv/shop today. Every purchase supports a freedom-loving business as well as Badlands Media. That's badlandsmedia.tv/shop. Thank you for your continued support.
All right. Now, as we get ready to close out this show, I'm, in thinking about the travel I'm about to do, you know, how much time am I going to be able to commit to putting together the Wednesday show? I think I'm going to want to talk about two aspects at minimum of this war. And one is going to be through the lens of Tesla. And one is going to be through the lens of Bitcoin. They all kind of fit within this American Revolution 2.0, the way I'm conceiving it, and the worldwide impact, importance of this ongoing war. You know, we're in such a revolutionary moment that some of these sides, like Klaus Schwab, like Wall Street, like the City of London, like the Russians, like the Chinese, all of them arrayed against we the people, all of them. This war can be viewed through a lens in certain interesting little ways. To me, Bitcoin is an absolute way in which you can take a look at this by stepping outside of the construct. You know, I don't want to go down the matrix line, but just take a step outside. And the same thing with Tesla, corporate governance. When you ask yourself, how in the hell did all this ESG bullshit come, obvious bullshit, come to have such incredible importance and enforcement through corporations? How in the hell did that happen? Well, it wasn't happenstance, okay? It wasn't just one of those things. And just like this march through the institutions was coordinated, just like red diaper babies are planted all over the place, like Buttigieg, so too with this capture of nodes within our societal structure that takes advantage of our freedoms. You know, this is one of the difficulties about living in a constitutional republic built upon democratic principles. There are targets of opportunity because of those freedoms. Our bet, okay, our bet, and I think it's a damn good bet, is that we can overcome those intrusions by the invisible enemy. They came damn close. But Donald Trump is proof, right, that we can overcome those intrusions by the invisible enemy. Hopefully I'll have more of a discussion about that on Wednesday. Hopefully it'll make a little bit more logical sense. And maybe we'll carry it through into Friday. Okay, with all of that, I'm going to say later, Gators, because I had to get my ass on the road and get down to Southwest Florida for this event tonight. Okay, how do I get back up here in the good graces? Later, Gators.
Friends, first off, thank you so very much for joining us. We truly and deeply appreciate your continued support and love shown to us here at Badlands Media. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up on this video and help get this show on the Rumble leaderboard. Another way you can support Badlands for free? Become a Badlander. How do you do that? Head on over to badlandsmedia.tv, click connect from the top menu, and then click be a Badlander. Once you're registered, you can download clips from your favorite Badlands shows to share on your social media accounts. You can also print out flyers and stickers that you can hand out at an event and more. Let's keep growing our community because we are the news now and we take that very seriously. Thank you again from Badlands for your support and your love. It is appreciated more than you know.